You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This whole town is buzzing with Nuggets fever right now. Although I do have to throw out a disclaimer. I am sure there are plenty of people who, like you, Jeremy, are just not big sports fans. And they're like, yeah, whatever. But you have to admit, for a team that's been around for nearly half a century to never make the finals.
It's pretty special, isn't it?
And now they have. It took them 47 years, and they did it.
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, I'm not the biggest sports fan, but I'm telling you, the Nuggets are making a fan out of me, and I've been having a lot of fun watching these games, and then watching them through the eyes of my my son, essentially, who's a big basketball fan. And now he's hitting me up for these mile-high jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, cool, and they're $100 and stuff, so I might be dropping some cash to spoil him a little bit. But gosh, what a fun, tense game again last night. I mean, I clicked it off at halftime. I will admit that because I was trying to be a good boy and get some sleep so I could come into work. But like you, Dom, I woke up to all the text messages this morning. They win. Nuggets win.
Yeah, pictures. So I'm on East Coast time, and so it's a later start for me. Plus, I don't have any way of watching it on TV. I don't have cable, satellite. Mm-hmm. I don't. So I can't watch the game, which is too bad. So what I do is I just pull the scores up on my phone. And I was watching the score, not watching the game. And I saw at halftime that they were down by 15. And so then I went back to my book. I didn't think much about it. And about 30 minutes later, I pull my phone out again. And I'm looking. And suddenly it's, I don't know, in the third quarter, and the Nuggets are up by a point.
Yeah, they made it a nice
comeback.
And they
had just been down by 15.
I know.
So I texted Josh, because Josh and I like to text each other about sports, and I basically said, what the hell just happened?
They tried harder.
I looked away for 30 minutes, and when I checked the score again, they're in the lead. And like you said, it was a very tense game.
It was
came
very
down
tense.
Back and forth at the end. And
these announcer guys too, they're just spouting stuff off. Like right before I shut it off, right before they went to the half, you know, there's a few seconds left, and the announcer on there said, you know, whoever wins this this half is probably going to win the game. It's just how it's looking.
And talking about the first half?
Talking about the first half. He's like, whoever wins this first half is going to win the game. Suck it, dude, whoever you are.
Wrong.
But gosh, man, I did not know there were so many Nuggets fans in this city. If you scroll, I mean, I've got thousands of people on my Facebook because they follow because of the show, but it's like, I'm just scrolling through this morning and every single post is something about the Nuggets and holding the gear. And one guy's talking about how he was crying his eyes out last night. And I was like, man, I did not know this team was just so huge in this city. I mean, I get that they're a big team, but huge right now, man.
Yeah,
absolutely,
and that's the
huge
thing right now. Because, listen, if you're a Nuggets fan, you've been through the dry years and the bad years and everything else. But there's nothing wrong with jumping on the bandwagon. That's fine.
Because I am.
Pro sports stuff like this tends to bring communities together, gives the community something to bond over. And even if you're not a fan, which is totally fine, you can still kind of put a smile on your face. Say, yeah, our city's got something good going for it right now.
It just feels good, you know?
And it's nice. And, you know, now we go to the finals. It's kind of like the Broncos going to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's like the Avs last year won the Stanley Cup. Our city is being represented in a major professional sport. And that's just kind of fun.
You should see the video from McGregor Square last night. Absolutely insane. The Nuggets watch party at Ball Arena. Absolutely insane.
I heard that was sold out.
Here I am on Amazon this morning looking for a Nuggets t-shirt.
What are you finding for those Mile High City ones? Are they really $100?
And that's the youth ones. They're $100 all day long, easy.
Well, maybe you
now
know somebody over at Ball Arena.
I know.
Who can
we
help
I think we get a
out
discount at that store there, don't we? So I might wander over there and get me something, honestly. But this is good. Just feels good, and I love seeing everybody so happy. It's just really nice this morning. Everyone's really happy today.
You got to be a real cynic and a real curmudgeon if you're like, oh, I don't care. It's like, just go with it and just have some fun. You know, the Nuggets get many days off now to rest up. Because it looks like they'll probably play Miami unless the Celtics come back and do something miraculous. But I think the finals won't even start until June 1st.
I heard something, it was like 9 days off or something like that.
Yeah, so there you go. I think it's June 1st.
Yeah.
But the Nuggets will be hosting that first game. And so Ball Arena, regardless, is just going to be jumping.
How fun.
And that is fun. And,
you know,
and we're going to do everything we can to talk station management into getting us some tickets to give away.
I know.
We will be pleading.
Yeah.
Which
we'll see
is
how
really
it goes.
Nothing new, is it?